Matt slept in this morning, skipped his morning class, but I just took a little nap while he was at his afternoon classes. Now I'm trying to find my way to the internet place that's by here. Pretty sure I remember the way. I gotta sort out some details for when Ian gets here, where we're gonna meet. It's a little tricky because I don't have a cell phone. So, to reiterate what I was saying earlier with Matt, is yeah, this place really picked up fast. Yesterday morning, really dull, really gray, really bleak, really rainy. It's like, didn't seem like there was anything special about it. If anything, the number of very annoying, weird, homeless druggies made it seem extra unspecial. But then the weather cleared up, got introduced to a bunch of Matt's roommates, went out to see a movie, went to some random party, picked up a lot. And yeah, all of his roommates seem really cool. It's a little weird because I don't really know them, you know, so conversation is a little limited. And they were in a pretty massive group today at lunch, pretty much, I don't know, 15, 20 people in and out. So I just kind of had to hang back because, I don't know, hang back and observe. But it's kind of cool. This is something Matt mentioned to me, and he's right. It is just such a random motley group, which is kind of cool. Of, you know, not exactly breaking down social barriers in an unheard of way, but you know, there's like one dude's kind of preppy, one guy's a jock, one dude's a pretty boy. Random assortment of girls. So it's a little bit breakfast clubby. People that he probably wouldn't normally hang out with. Man, even the honks of the buses and the trucks and stuff sound vaguely French to me now. It's weird. It seeps into your head. I like the street. I'm on Saint Denis. It reminds me a lot of Saint Catherine Street. Sorry. Saint Mark's in Manhattan. Except, of course, less insanely crowded and much cleaner. That's one thing New York cured me of for sure, is Matt was talking about how crowded it is here and how it kind of gets to him sometimes. But compared to New York, not even close. I'm inoculated. Man, there's all these signs here for like French TV shows, French radio personalities, French whoever's. Oh man, Louis C.K. was here. No, or is going to be here July 26th. I'm going to be long gone by then. That's too bad. I'd love to see him. Although on the same day as Carolyn Ray and Louis Anderson. But man, yeah, that's a shame. That would rule. Anyway, all these posters, there's just a gayness to them. There's just something extremely faggoty about French culture. And I don't necessarily mean in a literally homosexual way. Just the opposite of cool, the opposite of dignified, the opposite of manly. Does it sound awful that these are the synonyms and antonyms that I'm using? But it's just something about them. It's like the lack of dignity, I think, is just kind of what it is. It's just lack of manliness inherent in everything. It's weird. Here's something pretty cool. I just got an email from a guy. Hold on, I can actually say who it was for once, because I'm actually by a computer. A guy named Jason Wortham, who sent me a link to this news story about how Elliot Smith's sister is selling his car on Craigslist. And apparently she just held on to it because, well, here, why don't I just read some of this. The late musician's sister, Ashley, who asked not to have her last name published, 32, had been driving the car for the past 5 years. Enduring overpriced repair fees and her parents' persistent counsel to invest in something cheaper, she reasoned that the nostalgic value of the car was compensation enough. She didn't want a new car. She wanted to keep driving Elliot's car. But at the start of this year, Ashley's parents gave her a hand-me-down that was cheaper to maintain, forcing her to finally do something with her brother's wheels. It's taken me this whole 6 months to get my head around the fact that I would have to, that I would be parting with it. Because I'm just really attached to it. I know it's stupid. It's just a car. But it's more than just a car. Cars hold poignant memories for all drivers, many of which are rooted in the songs that ring in the speakers as we drive. For a musician, this notion couldn't be stronger. He would like to listen to his songs before he did any kind of final mixing in a car, because, you know, music sounds better in a car, remembers Ashley. The music's all around you, and you can rock out in your own little world in there. So he used to put his rough mixes in the car and listen to them and see how he liked them. And I just have really fond memories of driving around with him and having him listen to stuff. They would drive around Los Angeles, his premature track streaming through the speakers. Sometimes he'd be driving, sometimes she would, sometimes another friend would. I just remember this one time, she laughs. He was in the passenger seat, and this drum fill came onto one of the songs, and he shushes everyone in the car, putting his hand up, like, here it comes, here it comes. And all of a sudden, he was just air drumming. He had a good time in that car. She remembers the first time she saw him driving it. He wasn't a big material possession guy, but you could tell he was excited about that car when he first bought it. She was living in New York and had flown to Los Angeles to see Elliot for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was their holiday. She and Elliot were two of a handful of, I don't know, this is getting a little wordy. Anyway, I thought that was pretty fucking cool. So, let's play an Elliot Smith song. Let's play Condor Ave, because it involves driving. And, I don't know, it's just a neat little thing. Apparently, it's went from this initial little Craigslist posting, a $4,000 asking price, and all of a sudden there's like a shit ton of people that are looking for it and interested in getting it. And it would be pretty fucking cool to have Elliot Smith's car. Oh, and I should mention that she's going to give the money to a charity. She always intended to, even before word got out that it was Elliot Smith's car, and it was going to be, you know, and it's probably will go for more than $4,000 now. The Sims Foundation, nonprofit dedicated to promoting the mental health and sobriety of Austin area musicians. So that's cool.
She took the old small bill out past Condor Avenue, and she locked the car and slid past to rhythmic quiet tune, lights burning, voice dry and hoarse. I threw the screen door like a bastard back and forth. The chimes fell over each other. I fell into my knees. The sound of the car driving off made me feel disease. Sick shouting like you hear at the fairground. Now I'm picking up to put away anything of yours that's still around. I don't know what to do with your clothes or your letters. It'll make a whisper out of you. She took the Oldsmobile out past Condor Avenue. The fairgrounds lit, a drunk man sits by the gate she's driving through. Got his hat tip bottle back in between his teeth. Looks like he's buried in the sand at the beach. I can't think about you driving off to leave. Barely wait to take a little nap while the road is straight. I wish that car had never been discovered. It took away the bottle and the hat he was on. That's the one thing that he could never do, and it'll make a whisper out of you. She took the Oldsmobile out past Condor Avenue. Cops were running around the scene, looking for some kind of clue. They never get uptight when a mark is crushed. Lester Lightbulb really loved him very much. I'm lying down, blowing smoke from my cigarette. Little whisper smoke signs that you'll never get. You're in your Oldsmobile driving by the moon. Headlights burning bright ahead of you. Someone's burning out on Condor Avenue, trying to make a whisper out of you. What a shitty thing to say. Did you really mean it? You never said a word to me about what passed between us. So now I'm leaving you alone. You can do
whatever the hell you want to. Na 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 na.
So I just was at a little internet kiosk thing, figuring out everything I needed to figure out about where me and Ian are going to meet in a little, let's see, not tomorrow, but real early the next day, and how to get to, I've always been a big fan of the Lemonheads, and they're playing in Laval, Quebec, so I just had to check how to get there. It doesn't seem that tough on the metro. I think I might do that now, as a little test run, and just as an excuse to go somewhere. I tried to figure out bus stuff, because neither me nor Matt know when the bus leaves to get back to Fredericton, but I've learned one thing, being here and from back in Fredericton trying to get here, Canadian bus schedules are shit online. Like, you can't figure it out. It's impossible. There are way too many different companies that serve the different provinces. You can't just hop on a Greyhound and cross the country. So, yeah, it's a bunch of annoying bullshit. So I'm going to have to go to the actual bus station for that. Maybe I'll do that today, too. Who knows? Anyway, I just ran into a dude on the road who was selling comic books that he drew. And I know it's funny. People are just, like, walking past him, trying to ignore him. Just like, whatever, fuck all this. I couldn't have stopped fast enough. It's, like, amazing that somebody on the street has actually got something that I want instead of just begging or trying to get money for some stupid cause or some horse shit that I don't care about. But yeah, if I can get a little French comic book from my trip to Montreal, that's fucking cool as hell. So this guy, which one was he? Let me see. This is issue numero 8, number 8 of this comic series. He's Jean Ardin. Is what he calls himself. Quatre pouces. He told me what that meant, and I can't remember. Quatre pouces. Must be hitchhiking, because he said it was about him hitchhiking, and pouce is definitely your thumb. So yeah, it's got a bunch of different little comics, and he said the recommended amount for the donation for a comic was like between $2 and $5. I gave him $6, so he gave me 2 comics. So that's cool. I'll have to give one to somebody. So yeah, that's pretty neat. Oh, and here I am at the buses. Anyway, I'll find some kind of Lemonhead song to play now, since I'm going in search of the Lemonheads venue.
Hello, it's me, your son again. I'll let myself in, back to save your life. But I'm not leaving here without you. Steve Ball won't let you die alone in the desert with fear in your eye. You can't break me, you can't make me go away. But stop trying to push me out. I'll never say when, you never showed me how. You can't break me, you can't make me go away. I'm not gonna go away. Shame in that. Just let me stay a while. Try to ease your pain. Maybe try to let you see me. You won't let me be your son. You won't be my father. But I'm not leaving here without you. Steve Ball won't let you die alone in the desert with fear in your eye. You can't break me. You can't make me go away. Push me out. I'll never say when, you never showed me how. You can't break me, you can't make me go away. I'm not gonna go away. Be back tomorrow with the things you need. You don't have to hate me. We could try to make believe.
Hey, did I mention yet that my sneezes are starting to sound French to me?
Atcha!
I don't know. I'm sure it's just my imagination. But it's weird how it all sinks into your brain a little bit. All of this Frenchness. You know what you'd totally do? You'd just take the wrong turn around here. And you really do end up in Sketchbag City. Just all of a sudden, tons of them. But then that makes me think of this girl, Katie, I knew in the projection booth, the cool punk girl, who deliberately traveled to Montreal one summer to be a street kid, to stay with these fucking street punks for the summer, for like 2 months. Like that was her weird punk vacation. So people literally travel here just to live on the street. So fucking weird. That was when she told me the story of being on the train, not a metro or a subway, but like a real train, with these two punk dudes who were so drunk and homeless and fucked up that one guy, just to be funny, started pissing on his friend's face. And his friend just kind of turned a little bit away, but that's as far as it went. He's just like, whatever, I don't even care. Just piss on me. I don't give a shit. I see they got rental bikes all over the place here. You can just rent bicycles. I just don't totally know how it works with these little kiosks. I assume you toss your credit card in and then it unlocks the bike. So, speaking of being fucking homeless, what do they call it? Displaced. Today's the day that I'm supposed to get my hotel. And I am definitely ready for it. Man, look at this dude. Like this homeless guy with a great big fucking like a laundry cart full of stuff and dogs, tons of dogs. Let's go walk past, get some of this. Dude's got 7 dogs and a cat. Sit chien un chat. That was him yelling at his dog. In like a partition halfway across Le Boulevard de René Lévesque. So he's in a fairly conspicuous position. Fancy pants tourists are all looking at him and taking pictures and being like, what the fuck? First off, that guy's got a lot of dogs. Second off, what a dick, he's yelling at his dogs. Yeah, so last night, I think, what is that, day 3 of sleeping on a floor? I'm good. It's surprising how much you kind of get used to it, but it was a pretty fun night. The beer pong was fun. Beer pong, toga party, slipping around, everyone fucking being retarded. But then, so I passed out on Matt's floor, and then at some point, like 4 in the morning, I got up, went to the bathroom, and when I came back, I noticed that as I laid back down again, the floor was wet, and that's not cool, right around where my head was supposed to go. But I wasn't wet when I left, so what the fuck happened? Did it just get wet then? Did it just get to me? Like, what the fuck had happened? I still don't quite know what happened, because Matt's got a story, a blackout story of walking into some roommate chick of his like closet and pissing in the closet. So it's like, oh man, like, did Matt just pee on the floor? But it really didn't smell like pee. But I couldn't figure out what else it could be. Then he was out earlier that night with his toga on, got all wet. Maybe it was just water from his wet clothes. I don't know. It's a little disconcerting anyway, because the bottom of my book bag with my clothes in it got a bunch of this mystery wetness on it. And, I don't know, it doesn't smell like pee, but what the trouble. I think I might, just for my own peace of mind, have to find the fucking laundromat or something somewhere. Maybe my crappy one-star hotel has something, I don't know. Anyway, I was like, I better just get out of here. So I went out to, a little communal kitchen area of his dorm that was already cleared out. Everyone was asleep. but they just had these really little couches, two little tiny couches, way too small for me. I still managed to crash out on them for about an hour. And then one of Matt's roommates, the guy they call Frat Boy, or sometimes T-Rex, he came down. And he was like, hey man, there's like a hammock upstairs. Want to give that a try? It's probably more more comfortable. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. And I crashed for like another hour in that hammock, but it's like tough to sleep in a hammock because you really can't move around at all. You're just sort of stuck on your back. And the gentle sway is sort of weird and not always totally pleasant. Here's Le Complexe des Jardins, where me and Matt went grocery shopping yesterday. I was there yesterday night, just walking around. And they've got this fountain that every few minutes, like, sprays water, like three stories high. It's pretty cool. You gotta wait for it, but I noticed that it lights up really bright right before it sprays, so you can be prepared. So anyway, I ended up finally making my way back into Matt's room, and just way down is like his little hallway area, away from where the wetness was, because I could sleep better on the floor. At least on the floor I can like move around more than I could on the couches or on the hammock. So I slept till like 11:30. I don't know when Matt's gonna get up. He turboed the old Southern Comfort yesterday. An un-Southern comfortable haze. So now I'm just wandering around getting some breakfast. Whatever, killing some time. Hopefully I can go get that hotel sorted out later. I know Matt was just telling me, like, yesterday how he misses Musique Plus. He liked Musique Plus, that it's the French version of Much Music, and he said it's actually pretty good. You know, it plays some French music, but it plays a lot of English music, too, and it's generally pretty decent. And I'm watching it now in my hotel room, and, I really, really miss just having a music video station that just plays fucking music videos. Like, why did that go away? I don't understand at all. I mean, all I've seen so far is Avril Lavigne video, and then this chick named Maddie May, who, I think her video was making fun of Avril Lavigne. It's like the only French song I've heard so far that doesn't suck dick. It was actually alright. And it's just a girl signs a record contract and they start making her over and making her all fake and phony and stupid. And then I don't know what this is. This is some hip-hoppy chick, dancey, urban thing, also in French. But the point is, I've just been sitting here for 10 minutes watching videos and I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. I miss just having videos fed to me. It's the one place where TV is better than the internet. It's the one time I don't want to have to go search things out for myself. I want someone else to feed them to me. There must be some kind of internet TV show that, I don't know, some kind of video thing. There has to be. I gotta look around more. Because this has been, it's been missing in my life these past few years. Just vegging out in front of the fucking music video station and seeing what's playing. Maybe this ties into what I was saying last show too, back before I left Fredericton, about how maybe Canadian mainstream TV isn't as shitty for music videos. Anyway, I'm at the hotel and my worry was the place was reserved with my mom's credit card, and then before I left they gave me my dad's. And how it generally works when you reserve a hotel online, you use a card to just get the reservation, but when you get there you still gotta give them the card, you gotta run through all that. Not so here. Like, I was worried because it's not my name on the card, it's my dad's card, and reputable places would probably have a problem with that. You know, they don't want to risk getting fucked over like I just stole the card. You know, they don't, that the charges might get disputed. This place, the neighborhood seems a lot better than it did when I was here a couple of days ago when it was all raining. Now that it's sunny out and there's a lot of people walking the streets, and this part of St. Catharines and East St. Catharines doesn't have any traffic, no cars, it's all foot traffic, so, and there's a lot of people out and it seemed okay. But it is totally the gay neighborhood. And this hotel, it's just a little doorway. You gotta buzz in. And this is the famous one star that I mentioned. Oh, there's something I don't miss about TV, though. Fucking commercials. Turn down the volume. Although it's a commercial for some video game show. Monday to Friday. Mnet. At 7:30. Or 19:30, as they say here. Maybe the French just have better TV than us. Yeah, so nicer in general. But yeah, so I buzz in, come upstairs, and it's East Indian guys that were running the place. And it's clear that they could give a shit that they got one star. You know, there'd be no point in trying to squeeze their way up to something higher because the raison d'être to this place is clearly largely just so people can get a room for a night and come bang. They've got, like, per hour that you don't take off. It's like an extra $5 per hour. And the actual price, yeah, was super low. I was looking at a place that was like $85 a night that would have been, I'm sure, much more like a standard hotel. This one was like $65, although I think my total, this might not be anything shady, I don't know, on the website when they tallied it up was like $320. When I got here it was like $370, and he was running through taxes and stuff with me, and I don't know, maybe there are taxes, I don't fucking know. Oh, and there was one other thing, some key deposit hotel thing, whatever. I don't know, like, I'm gonna argue with the guy like I give a shit. But basically, instead of getting a new card, he didn't ask me for a card at all. He already had the receipt all run through on with the info that was the card from the website. It seems like he had it all run through. He definitely had it all run through before I even got here. Just like, okay, here's the day, let's run it through. If this guy doesn't show up, too bad, we're taking his money. Ran me down the stuff, got me to sign. And I mean, it all kind of works out good for me. I'm glad the guy doesn't give a shit, because it's not shady. It is fucking, I am allowed to use my parents' fucking credit card, and it is going to get paid, and it's not going to get disputed, so. So it works out fine for me that this dude is willing to be, skip some processes and stuff. It's like he just wants the money more than he's worried. Yeah, the chick from Heroes is in a movie. The cheerleader chick who can't be hurt, Buffy Jr. Je t'aime, Beth Cooper. A la fiche le 10 à juillet. So weird how the French fucking dub all their movies, like brand new movies come out dubbed. Would it kill you to learn some fucking English? Yeah, so the guy shows me the room. See, I thought it was weird that he was showing me the room before we really... So whatever, anyway. I signed a little thing, $370 for 5 days. I mean, no, anyway, look at it, that ain't bad. And this place, I guess I would describe it as European. Kind of fits, I guess, with the European flair. Oh, look, there's a VJ on TV. Just some chick, ready to blab a little bit. Throw us to the next video. Fuck, dude, I missed this. So fucking bad. Man, I might have to start my own fucking music video thing. Like, it's a lost fucking piece of modern culture. Except in Quebec, apparently. Yeah, this is not as nice a setup as Much Music had, but yeah, Much Music, they just called it the environment. The Much environment. Queen Street West in Toronto. M5V25, I don't know. I've heard that so many times. But yeah, and the dude, they just walk around and blab a bit and act witty. Sometimes they're funny and cool, sometimes they hire the most annoying fucking idiots. And they throw to a video. This chick's a little bit old looking for this job. I've noticed that a lot here. The French don't seem to mind as much when people are old. Let's see, what do we got here? We've been in a real girl music kick, so let's see if that keeps up. 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feist. Why have I heard of Feist? No doubt that's a chick. Yes, it is. Let's turn this up. Seems to be in English. That's nice. And there's, like, people dancing around, and it's a video, you know? I miss this shit, because when I do my little video ham radios, it's hard to pick videos that really stand out, you know? It's got to be something really exceptional. But sometimes it's nice just to veg out with a video. It doesn't have to be the fucking greatest thing in the goddamn world all the time. It can just be a fucking video. But I don't even know how I would host my music video show. It would take way too much space, and I can't put it on YouTube because they're fucking bitches lately about copyrighted stuff. They just blank out the audio if they catch ya. So he takes me way upstairs, these little tiny thin hallways up to the third floor, and shows me, tells me he's going to give me the bigger room because I'm staying for 5 days, no extra charge. The bigger room is like, well, I remember Chris was saying, his dad mentioned the test, you know, if you can hold your arms out and touch the walls, then you're fucked. I can't do that. But two people could, I think. It's pretty small. And just perfumed to high hell, man. When I first got in here, it just smelled so strong of just like whatever, Febreze type shit. Seems pretty clean. I don't know. I checked the sheets and checked under the bed and behind stuff just to make sure there's not weird random condoms or something hanging out. Check the drawers, it all seems good. But yeah, the smell was fairly strong, very perfumed, so got a window open, got fan cranked, got the thing in the bathroom going. And I don't smell it right now, but maybe it's just because I've been in here for a while, and maybe it's actually clearing out, but Ian's not getting here till tomorrow, so hopefully it'll be alright by then. Hopefully some dude doesn't come in and change the sheets and spray fucking shit all over the place. Oh yeah, so down at the front desk also, there was a little stack of magazines, and one of them was definitely a Hustler. So weird. So I guess that proves it's not just for gay dudes. But like, what is that? In case you just want to grab it and have yourself a little jerk? But it's not a total fucking fuck hotel, because it does have a TV here with cable and stuff. It's got everything a hotel would have, basically. Yeah, even saw a sign down there, continental breakfast. Are you fucking kidding? What the fuck are you talking about? What is it? I think I'll be skipping that. It seems like we're back to the Frenchiness now. French song, Ensemble, by Cœur de Pirate, which is Pirates of the Heart. It's pretty gay. This has a very... Listen to this a bit. This is what I mean by shitty French music. Just listen to this. This is like teen pop music. Alouette, gentil alouette, alouette, gentil plumeré, gentil plumeré, monté, gentil plumeré, monté, et monté, zébéré, mémené. It's fucking terrible. I hate that shit. It's fucking French musical sensibility. It's awful. Fucking Jesus. Alright, well, that's all that came to mind so far. I got a nice hotel. That's good. I'm glad. A little bit, yeah, I won't say sketchy, I'll say European. European. I think I'll take a little nap before I go back to Matt's and pick up my shit.
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of all of my troubles. Watching the tadpoles, glubber glubber in the puddle.
I always forget what I was talking about, but I'm pretty sure that earlier I was talking about that I thought maybe Matt peed last night. Let me recount just in case I did forgot. So I was laying in bed last night. By in bed, I mean on Matt's floor. I got up to go to the bathroom, came back, and laid down, and there was wetness. And I was just like, where could this have possibly come from? Did Matt just pee on the floor while he was blackout drunk? Because it's happened before, right? And, but it just didn't seem like it smelled like pee. Anyway, yeah, it was pee. I just went and grabbed my shit from his place, brought it over here. I've just got, like, one book bag I totally packed full of stuff. And, I thought I only brought one pair of pants with me. But I guess at the last minute I must have thought different. Because way down at the bottom, packed in all tight, was another pair of pants. I was like, sweet, because, I mean, I'm already starting to notice. Ayn doesn't show up till the morning, and, I mean, I've been wearing these pants for 4 days straight. They're getting a little sweaty. I was like, fucking cool, I did pack another pair of pants. But they were wet and urine-y smelling. God damn it. So now I've got my book bag and those pants and a couple other pieces of clothing that I was uncertain of in the bathtub. Toss some shampoo in there to get some suds. Trying to clean that shit up. So I didn't actually tell Matt that I suspected that he peed. Now that I guess I know for sure, I guess I'll tell him tomorrow just in case he's curious. I don't think he keeps up on the ham radio, so I don't know. He might not hear it if I didn't tell him. But yeah, if I can find a moment tomorrow, no one else is around, just me and him, I'll let him know. So I'm just cutting my toenails, and I was at this animal food store in Williamsburg with Ian once, and I dropped a can on my foot, and it really hurt bad, and ended up having like a big blood spot underneath my toenail about halfway down, and it's right at the edge now. I think when I cut my nail this time, it's going to start cutting into it for the first time. It's going to be gone soon. I don't know. The passage of time. That's interesting, right? Fuck yeah! Oh yeah, I noticed as I was coming in today, yeah, there's my clever notions of the shadiness of this place. We're not so clever, because I just noticed on the way in there is actually a sign that says $25 for 2 hours. Yeah. So...